The South African Human Rights Commission has opened an investigation into the deaths of 21 youth between the ages of 13 and 17 at the Enyobeni Tavern in the Eastern Cape on Sunday. Head of the HRC in the Eastern Cape, Dr. Eileen Carter, explains what they uncovered after speaking to community members and officials.
So the Human Rights Commission has opened a file and an investigation into the incident that occurred on Sunday. We were on the ground on Sunday, and our team is also on the ground today to gather information and speak to the community about what has happened. We have uncovered a few discrepancies in respect of the versions of the official stakeholders and the members of the community, insofar it relates to the provincial SAPS and the local South African Police Service and Liquor Board being aware of these issues. The community has reported that for 10 years they have now reported this specific tavern to the authorities. However, they have not had any joy from their reports. So what we are going to do is we're going to look into this from a protection mandate, but we're also going to look into this from a promotion mandate. That means that we're going to engage with the stakeholders on next week, as soon as next week, and we're also going to host a stakeholder engagement with children specifically to hear what their views are.
South African National Civic Organization Buffalo City Treasurer Nomthunzi Mbiko said they want answers from the police and the liquor board, as they had raised concerns about the tavern selling liquor to minors before the tragedy occurred.
What we think is very unlawful is it's against the law to sell liquor to children under the age of 18 years, as also even in each and every bottle of liquor that is set. So we are against whatever that happened there. We want liquor board to answer. We want police to answer. Why we want police to answer is because there are many grievances. There are many cases that we sent there as community of Scenery Park, especially as neighbors, to say that we are against what is happening in that particular area. So I am talking about that because we have been given those grievances by our communities, but there is no response from the side of the police. But what I can say, the community policing and whoever is there in Scenery Park office that deals with the community that is dealing with the community policing had done her job. He had done her job. But the problem lied with the liquor officer in the same police station. Because when they came to our communities, they said now this, they are taking it over to the liquor officer. It's been a month waiting for the liquor officer together with liquor board to come and explain to us, or come and explain to our people, because we cannot be everywhere. But that didn't happen.
Audio gathered by Times Live video journalist Catherine White. For Times Live podcasts, I am Demi Buzo.